Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome to episode number 28 of Hardwick Sound. I'm Caleb Hardwick. This is Noah.
Hello.
And this is Seth.
Howdy.
So this, okay, here's your nicknames. This is how we're going to decide. Noah, what's your favorite punctuation?
The ellipses.
The ellipses?
Ellipses.
Ellipses?
Yes.
Okay.
What is that? Dot, dot, dot.
Oh, dot, okay, dot, dot. Yeah. So Noah, your nickname for this week is the elite ellipsis.
Extraordinaire.
The ellipsis extraordinaire, Noah Hardwick. And Seth, what is your favorite punctuation mark?
The Q.
That's a letter, not really punctuation.
Are you sure?
Fairly sure, yeah.
There's not a punctuation also called the Q?
I not to my knowledge, but then again, maybe I don't know as many punctuation terms as I thought.
I'd like to take a moment, though, and address a problem that I see a lot. If you're going to use a dot, 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 use it correctly. There should be spaces between those dots.
That's a great point. You know, and I will even read like news articles where they don't do it that way.
Yeah.
Is that become like a more commonly accepted way of doing it?
I believe so. I think it's the slang version of punctuation.
I don't know. It's kind of like, I know this is wrong, but everybody, including like respected journalists, do it this way. So is this kind of like the new way of doing it and the old way is kind of irrelevant now?
Yeah. Also, make sure that you know the difference when to use your dot, dot, dot and instead of using an M dash.
Okay, what? What's an M dash?
An M dash is the equivalent of two hyphens put together.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's that long dash.
Right.
And that represents like a sudden break.
This is something that actually annoys me a lot when people use the dot, dot, dots in ways that they don't really, they shouldn't be using it that way. Because me, when I read dot, dot, dots and they use them a lot, I find it kind of condescending. Like they're just kind of like, yeah. Whereas if they really need to stop their sentence and start a new thought, just use a period.
Yeah. Well, a dot, dot, dot's for when you want to trail off something or when you want to use like a pause.
Yeah.
Is it also not correct, though, if you use it at the end of a sentence, it should actually be four?
I honestly don't remember if that's how it works or not. I don't think that you ever use one of those at an end of a sentence necessarily, do you? Because
yeah, you could.
You could.
I guess
you could
trail off.
This is an interesting conversation that will have more relevance later. But first, let's get back to Seth. What was your favorite punctuation?
Let's go with the left bracket.
Left, Seth is the left bracket, help me out, guys.
Wait, hold on, what's the...
Spectacular left bracket, Seth.
What's the, bracket slash,
The left bracket righty?
Well, what's the one that has the little indention in the middle of it?
Well, that's a great question. That is, we decided that was probably the curly bracket.
Yes.
Yes, the curly bracket. Why are we so concerned with punctuation on this podcast? Well, this is a special podcast, which we're going to call a mini episode, in which we basically bring to you us talking about nothing for a few minutes, just so we have something to upload, pretty much. So, anyway, we were talking about punctuation, because that leads us into our game for this mini episode.
Wait, what's your favorite punctuation?
Always trying to get yourself out of your own nicknames.
I kind of like the Guilleme, but only because it's fun to say.
Well, this gets us into our next game because
no, I'm sorry.
I don't know what that is.
The Guilleme. That's how you pronounce it. The Guilleme.
Is that kind of like a guillotine?
No, but it is French.
Guilleme. I was going to say, it sounds French.
Which, honestly, I don't remember what it is, so I'll have to look it up. The Guilleme. So, yeah, that's our game for this episode, and we're going to play a game called Punctuation...
Pronunciation.
No. Well, okay, I want to clarify that you just mispronounced pronunciation.
Pronunciation?
You said pronunciation.
Close enough.
Which is kind of ironic, considering that you've mispronounced pronunciation. In any case...
Just make sure you use your dot, dot, dots correctly. You can mispronounce pronunciation.
In any case, we're going to play a game in which you have to describe the punctuation, which I have said the actual dictionary name of. Okay?
Okay. By dictionary, you mean Wikipedia, right?
Yes, the Wikipedia's technical term for that sign. And I don't even know why we came on the subject.
We were talking about how the proper way to bracket or parentheses the feature artist in a song.
Right. And that got us talking about brackets and what the proper name from them is. And now we're wondering, what are the names of all those other things
because
on your keyboard?
Because if you use enough brackets and an artist in a song, then it starts to look like an algebra equation.
So,
yeah.
So going back to the squiggly bracket, what is that even used for?
Math.
Is that it?
I think there was
coding,
some other use.
Lots of coding.
For, yeah,
uses
coding, math.
Coding.
I think its original like language use was for another language.
Right.
Like then French.
Why is it even in our language?
It's on our keyboards.
Who cares? So I'm going to give you a list of names, and you have to tell me what they are. Are you ready?
Okay.
No.
Okay. First, I'll give you an easy one first. Do you know what the ampersand is?
The what? Can you use that in a sentence?
Well, it's kind of hard. It's punctuation. I like butter and toast.
Oh, is that the and sign?
Yes. The ampersand, which is what you call, is what we would call the and sign, the little squiggly, almost figure eight looking thing. That is the technical term for
it. It's a backwards cursive S.
I guess it is. Yeah,
it is.
Kind of.
What do you call the and sign that looks like a plus symbol but kind of connected?
An ampersand, probably. I don't know
That's
why. I think it's the same
it.
Sign.
It's
just looks less fancy. Okay, number two.
Why is it called an ampersand?
I don't know. Okay, number two, the carrot.
Oh, that's the little thing that they use to abbreviate like gold?
Nope. But that's not what I'm that's
that
not what
the,
I think it is.
Up arrow?
Yes, it's the little top hat up arrow. Are you cheating over there?
No, I'm looking at my keyboard.
Okay.
A different symbol.
Yes.
The keyboard.
Yeah, I should look at my keyboard. That's
Which,
a good idea.
Admittedly, the only time I've ever used that is on my algebra calculator. And we always just called it the top hat, but anyway.
I use it. It's for coding on Reddit to imply subtext.
Yeah. So there you go. Now you can start calling it the carrot. All right, next. Now we're getting more complicated. The octothorpe.
Is that the at sign?
Nope.
Exclamation point.
Oddly enough, the at sign is actually called the at sign. That's what it's called. So, no, the octothorpe. Any guesses?
Is that like solid line that's like just looks kind of like an eye?
No, that is called a pipe.
That's the technical term for
it? Well, it's one technical term for it, not the technical term for it. But that's not the one we're talking about. No, the octothorpe is the a technical term for the pound sign or the number sign, or as Twitter would call it, the hashtag.
So wait, so can I say octothorpe? Cardinals?
Yes.
Instead of hashtag Cardinals?
Yeah, instead of hashtag whatever, you can start saying octothorpe whatever.
So start using that in conversation.
Well,
there's something
Twitter
to impress your friends with, people.
If I spell that out before my tweet.
Octothorpe, don't be stupid.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
Well,
go to Twitter and search octothorpe, don't be stupid. Okay, next on the list, I'm going to bring us back to that one I said was my favorite, just because it's fun to say, the Guillaume. Wait, hang on. Okay, I'll just tell you the non-French pronunciation is the Guillemot, the Guillaume.
Is that the squiggly horizontal line?
Nope.
I'm going to guess it's the star.
The squiggly horizontal line is the tilde.
I knew that.
But I knew you knew that one. What'd you say it was, Noah?
Is it the star?
The star. Nope. A star is an asterisk.
Yeah, I thought maybe there was a better name for it.
No, asterisk, I think, is called an asterisk.
Is this the percentage sign?
Nope. I don't know what that one's called. No, the guillemot is actually arrows, or the little greater than or less than signs. Interesting. But you didn't know that.
They didn't teach us that in math class.
Yeah, well, in math class, they just, you know, the bigger alligator, the alligator eats the bigger number, and that's how you always know which way it goes when you're having greater than or less than.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, the alligator always eats the bigger number.
fascinating.
Or I should say,
but is the alligator
always eats the bigger number?
Is it the alligator mouth that's opening?
Yes, that's the idea.
Okay,
yeah, that's the end he eats with the mouth. Okay, next. This is one that I learned about in college. Do you know what an interrobang is? It's not a sign you probably have ever used in your life.
Is that the really, really long? No, wait, that's probably not.
It's fun to say, so that's why I know what it is. Interrobang. Guesses? 3, 2, 1.
No.
Okay, an interrobang is basically a combination of a question mark and an exclamation point.
I have used that before, but what does it actually mean?
Basically, it's when you need to use both an exclamation point and a question mark.
What?
Yes, like that. Just perfect example.
Okay,
here, called an interrobang.
Can I ask a question? Does the question mark and or exclamation mark come first?
They're superimposed on top of each other. An interrobang. It's one thing.
Why does my keyboard not have one of those then?
It probably does somewhere deep into its keyboard settings.
I've tried both the exclamation mark and the question mark, and neither one of them offer that option.
That's not cool. Yeah. It should definitely have the option of using an interrobang, partly just because it sounds awesome.
We don't have one of those, which one comes first?
All I know is every sentence is better when it ends with an interrobang.
That's probably true, but I still go back to my question. Which one comes first?
Neither of them. They're superimposed.
Also, how do you
superimpose
those two on top of each other? I mean,
you have to have a special symbol to do it with. Okay, that's enough about interrobangs. This is an important subject, but we'll get back to it later. Okay, next.
Whoa, there's an ellipses key on my keyboard.
Really?
Yeah.
That's exciting.
It looks wrong, though. It doesn't look like there's spaces between it.
Do you know what an obelisk?
That's an Egyptian thing.
That's not an obelisk. That's a obelisk, right?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, like the Washington Monument. Said. No, an obelisk.
Is that the triangle?
What triangle?
I don't know. I'm just looking at random things on my keyboard.
No, the triangle thing is the carrot, I thought.
No, there's actually like a triangle shape.
That's triangle. Delta.
Yeah.
That's okay.
Delta. I knew that one off the top of my head. I didn't even have to look that up. No.
Is it the circle with a C in it?
No, that's the copyright mark. No, an obelisk is the fancy word for divided by sign.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I don't have one of those
on
my keyboard.
That's kind of an, oh, okay, kind of thing. Nobody really cares.
I just use backslash.
Well,
wait,
no,
is that a backslash?
That's different. Also, the slash had a different name too, but I couldn't think of what it is. It was mostly just called slash, though. That's the
Can
name.
Can we start
it.
A band name that's just punctuation?
Yes, we are the Interrobangs. Bam. Yeah. Whatever.
No. Better yet, I mean, could it like be a string of punctuation?
Sure. Why not?
If I type in 1/2, according to Google, it comes up as 0.5.
That's like an operating sign. It's different. I don't know. It's not the divided by sign. It's different.
But okay? It works the same as.
Okay, it's different.
It's also
Moving
a fraction.
On. Actually, that was pretty much the end of my list. There are two more that I came up with that actually kind of interesting, but they're...
Can I ask what you call that paragraph symbol thing?
What paragraph?
It looks like a backwards P with a solid circle.
Oh, that's a pilgrim. It has a name, pill something.
And what's it used for?
It's not. That's why I left it out.
Okay.
A pilcrow. That's it. PILCROW. Pilcrow. And it's not used for anything, but except for like paragraph. But yeah, it's like a 9 kind of.
Yeah.
I don't know what the point of that one is. It probably had a point before electric keyboards were invented.
What's the little thing that's kind of a little, I mean, it's like a tiny little pin stroke at like the top of, behind of a letter.
Like an apostrophe?
It's kind of like that, but it's not. It's a little more horizontal and smaller.
I have no idea.
It's on the same button on my keyboard as the squiggly line.
Wikipedia says it's a grave accent.
How did you find that out?
I just typed into my keyboard and hit search.
How did you find it on your keyboard?
He knows what I'm talking about.
Okay,
I think
whatever
you're talking about.
Wait, I want to see.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, anyway, now it is time for a quick word from this week's sponsor.
Hey, everybody, this is Question Mark.
And this is Exclamation Mark. And we are...
The Interrobangs! I just wanted to let everybody know that we'll be playing at Ampersand Grammar School on the 18th.
Enjoy the stylings of our opening band, Sam and the Ellipses. Ellipses. Ah, oh, bloody if I know.
Bring your phone and tweet using Octothorpe and Interrobang 17.
We'll see you there, and remember,
everything is better with an Interrobang!
Anyway, so that's pretty much all we have for our punctuation game. I hope you've learned something useful.
Wait, I want to know how to use these.
You didn't tell us that.
Go take an advanced English class or something.
Or a coding class.
Go take punctuation 101 at your local community college or YouTube. So there you go. That's pretty much all we have
Whichever
for you today.
One's closer.
Is there a more technical name for trademark?
I don't know. Probably not. But that's pretty much all we have for this mini
podcast.
And
what's the difference between a registered and trademark?
That's not really a punctuation question. That's more of like a legal
question.
But it's
on my keyboard.
What's the little circle with an R in it?
Look, we can go on talking about punctuation all night, or we can go watch the middle. Which one do you want to do?
Okay, we'll go watch the middle. Although this punctuation conversation is quite entertaining.
I thought it would be.
I just wish I knew what they were meant.
Okay, everybody, I hope this has been...
Can we put as much punctuation in our title as possible for this episode?
Sure. It'll look like we're just along cursing.
Well, no, I want like proper usage for it.
I kind of just like the idea of making it look like we're cursing, and so that way people click on it wanting to know what in the world we're talking about in this episode.
What's the exclamation point,
We'll talk
called?
About it
It'll look like one of my passwords!
What'd you say, Seth?
What's the exclamation point called?
Actually, the other name for an exclamation point was an ekphoneme, but that's not the common usage. Common usage is just exclamation point.
Are any
point.
Of these common usage?
That's what I was wondering.
Yeah, actually, like the ampersand, caret, ellipsis, guillemot, those are interrobang, those are all the proper names for them. Like, they're just not in really...
No one calls it an ellipsis.
Wait, what's the proper
we
name
call
for a pound
it dot,
sound?
Dot, dot, dot.
Well, dot, dot, dot's kind of like because nobody knows it's called an ellipsis. But
no,
the...
it's because it's easier to say.
Dot, dot, dot?
Yes.
Actually, it's also more fun to say.
I don't know. I think ellipsis is better.
I don't know. Dot, dot, dot kind of okay. has a good ring to it.
Hey, I hope everybody...
Dot, dot,
this...
dot trails off.
Every time
ellipsis
I try to end
kinda...
this podcast...
See, that's the perfect time to use an M-dash, though. It represents an interruption.
Every time I try to end this podcast, you guys don't want to stop talking about punctuation. So, anyway, I hope this has been as fun for y'all as it has been for us. So
it hasn't been that fun.
It's been kind of fun. So I hope everybody has a great week. We've been having fun, but we've been kind of busy, so that's why you're getting this podcast that's late. But anyway, I hope y'all have a great day. Thanks for listening. I'm Caleb Hardwick signing off.
I'm Noah signing off.
Dot, dot, dot.
That was dot, dot, dot signing off.
That's like to be continued, dot, dot, dot.
Yeah.
Yeah. So remember, everybody.
No, wait. What's that fat pound sign thing called?
Octothorpe?
Yeah. Octothorpe, don't be stupid.
Okay. Remember, everybody. Octothorpe, stay safe, and don't be stupid. Talk to you later, everybody.